Now, the other important story has just come through, and I'm very happy to bring you this news. I told you back in 2013, the man jailed over the fatal shooting of New South Wales Detective Constable Bill Cruz had his sentence increased on appeal. Philip Nguyen was sentenced to 6 more years in jail in the Court of Appeal. Nguyen was jailed back in 2012 for at least 7 years for manslaughter and wounding Constable Cruz with intent to cause grievous bodily harm. He was going to be eligible for parole next year, but now will not be eligible for parole until 2023, according to the 3-judge panel. Now, he took this matter to the High Court of Australia. Today, the High Court has unanimously dismissed an appeal from a decision of the Court of Criminal Appeal in New South Wales. The High Court held that the Court of Criminal Appeal was correct to quash the sentences imposed by the sentencing judge and re-sentence the appellant as was done. The appellant shot and wounded the deceased, who was a police officer, while the deceased was lawfully executing a search warrant in company with other police officers on premises in close proximity to the appellant's home. The shot struck the deceased in the arm, thereby causing him serious but non-fatal gunshot wound. In the course of firefight which ensued, one of the other officers fired a shot which intended for the appellant, but was unfortunately instead hit the deceased in the neck, thereby inflicting a wound from which he later died. So this low, filthy bastard, having had the original sentence quashed, a minimum sentence of 13 years with a maximum of 17, the High Court has agreed with the Court of Appeal, and Philip Nguyen will spend the remainder of his time languishing in jail. That will be until 2023. So an important decision by the High Court, and we commend the High Court for that decision. Philip Nguyen remains in jail until 2023. That's not long enough.